Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Friday live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, 1 hour from now. I love the picks. Blazing 5, looking for a rebound week. We're above 500. Feel very good. We have a couple of stories today. A piece of video on Draymond Green, which J-Mac will have in about 20 minutes, and we'll discuss that. That's pretty violent, pretty ugly, but the Warriors are saying they're not suspending him. Why did it leak out? We'll show that. J-Max here.
They say they're not suspending him for sucker punching a teammate. I mean, Colin.
Well, the teams control that. So, you know, I'm a big fan of Russell Wilson. Probably the biggest supporter from the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. And listen, he's been very good for a long time. So this is a three-pronged discussion on Russell Wilson. Let's start with number one, the Seahawks. Okay. Don't tell me Seattle playoffs 8 of the 10 years with Russell is better without him. They got blown out by the Niners this year. They got beat by Atlanta at home. They're a touchdown underdog to the Saints. They have a fourth place roster and Geno Smith at quarterback. By the way, the last 5 years, the Seahawks have had a declining, awful defense, bad O-lines, mocked by the analytics community. And the defense has gotten worse. O-line, drafting. Last year was their first good draft, arguably in 7 years. This has been a declining organization. O-line, defense, analytically. Drafting, everything. They literally pay a fortune. They traded 2 first-round picks for a safety, Jamal Adams, who can't stay healthy. So spare me on the Seattle's way better without him. It's a 5-win team. That couldn't beat Atlanta and won't beat the Saints. The second part of the discussion. Well, I mean, listen, if you had Aaron Rodgers, even with Nathaniel Hackett, okay. Let's go to the last 1.5 years with Aaron Rodgers and McCarthy in Green Bay. Aaron was 11 wins, 16 losses, and a tie. Aaron couldn't win with Mike McCarthy as that relationship eroded. I watch this Denver offense. They never roll Russell Wilson out. It's stationary. It's static in the pocket. There's no motion. There's no variation. Situationally, they're a disaster. Third downs, a disaster. They're getting yards, but like red zone, worst team in the league. Third down, disastrous. That's where coaching comes in. Situational football. That's how you describe the Patriots for 20 years. They didn't have the most talent. They were the best situational football team. Situationally, this team is bad. And I would say Russell Wilson was very good situationally for most of his career in Seattle. Now he's suddenly terrible. 70% of coordinators who are hired bomb. Not just fail, bomb. Okay? So don't tell me Seattle's better. And don't tell me Nathaniel Hackett, even if he was bad, Russell should overcome him. Something else that needs to be said. Washed. I saw Washed with Big Ben. Remember when Big Ben rolled out in Pittsburgh and fell down? I mean, literally, J-Mac just laughed. That's Washed. Peyton Manning's last year. Like, you lose all velocity. Jay Cutler at the end. Some think Baker now. I've seen Russell Wilson 7-8 times this year take off and run. He still moves very well. He's very reluctant to do it, but he moves very well. So of the third thing, spare me on Seattle's got it all figured out. Spare me on the coach knows what he's doing. But let's talk Russell Wilson. Let's really examine him. And I know you all think I'm a homer. So the last 4 years in Seattle, let's go look at what he was. Oh, wait. His passer rating average 106. 4-1 touchdown to interception ratio with a defensive head coach, a fired offensive coordinator, and a bad line. And he completed 66% of his throws. That ain't washed. That ain't washed. But. And this is where the haters have a point. His deep ball, his velocity on it, and his accuracy is shot from what I can tell. Is he doing too many commercials? Did he put on weight? His number two pitch was always the deep ball. His number one pitch was always his mobility. But the second thing he did, and he did it as well as anybody, was that picturesque, elegant, beautiful, perfectly touched deep ball. The rainbow. If Kershaw lost his curve, he's not Kershaw. If Russell Wilson is reluctant to run, he appears to be, because he can still run, I've seen it, and he's lost his velocity, accuracy, and touch on the deep ball, he's not the same player. On throws over 20 yards, the data screams. Seattle, 106 passer rating. Denver, high 70s. Even the Jerry Jeudy play was underthrown. And I think what you're seeing with him, and I don't know if it's solvable, and that's a very fair criticism. He can run. I've seen it. I saw it last year. I've seen it this year. He just doesn't want to. That could be psychological. He's trying to prove a point, as Mark Schlereth said yesterday. But on the stuff over 20, 25 yards, it ain't happening. And that was his out pitch. He was a killer on that thing. I mean, there, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman highlights for years him just beating teams at the end with that. Is it gone? Because it's not good. I mean, it is bad. And I think what's happening, he's thinking too much and pressing too much. Because statistically, they had 400 yards, 250 yards passing, 6 yards of pass play, lots of time of possession. But once again, 0-4 in the red zone and 2-15 on third down. That is the space where you get great coaching helps and instinctive greatness seals the deal. Lamar, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Brady, the greats. They're not thinking about it. They're instinctively doing what they do. He is pressing. He is thinking. He's not anticipating. He's not ahead of the play. He's behind it. That I can't argue. In fact, Jeremy Fowler, excellent reporter, ESPN, he went 0-6 last night in the red zone passing. He's 2-18 red zone passing this year. So the criticisms on the washed, I don't see it. The last 4 years, I gave you his numbers. That ain't washed. That's not how Big Ben ended or Peyton Manning or Jay Cutler or Baker right now. I've seen washed. He may not be as quick as he was 4 years ago. It's not washed. Did he, that broken finger, did it never heal? He came back too fast. Did he re-injure it? You know, hey, I criticize Baker for this. Russell Wilson's on 30 commercials. Is he not paying attention to business? These are young receivers. He's a veteran guy, tends to be really, really optimistic. Does he have no relationship with these receivers? Are the routes not good and you have a coach that can't coach him up? I don't know. But that criticism is totally, absolutely fair. Anything over 20 yards, he's late, it's off, it's underthrown, he lacks velocity, and maybe it's over. Now, he's obsessive about his body. I doubt it. I have stats and data that don't prove it. But let's go to the top. Don't tell me Seattle's got it figured out. Don't tell me Hackett's not the problem. And I don't want to hear he's washed. I've seen too much, even in this awful stretch. Never forget, Peyton Manning went to Denver. First five games, 2-3. Then he exploded. Russell Wilson's 2-3. And he's a highly committed, obsessed athlete. So I do think there is some light at the end of the tunnel. But right now, especially in the social media world, it becomes an avalanche. Everybody piles on. It is ugly and anything over the top. Man, if you can't burn people over the top, guess what? Defenses start pinning their ears back and coming downhill. And if you can't score situationally, red zone, you're a field goal team. You're a 6-7 win team in this league, max, even with that defense. Here's Russ after.
It's very simple. I think at the end of the day, I got to be better. I got to play better. This team, you know, this defense played their butts off tonight. We had some key good drives. We moved the ball, you know, in the red zone. We just didn't get to capitalize on some of them. You know, we were third and long again too much. You know, that's always tough on offense, you know, and everything else when you're third and 15, third and 17, this and that. And at the end of the day, you know, throwing two interceptions can't happen. Can't happen. You know, I let the team down tonight. And but the good thing is, one thing I know about myself is I'm going to respond. I don't know any other way.
By the way, not just two interceptions. One was like as bad a pick as he's ever thrown. And the other one you can't make as a veteran receiver. Like this throw right here, he's behind the play. It's not accurate. He's behind. There's too much thinking. He made some good throws. He had a touchdown to a tight end that got knocked away. But those deep balls, those were money. Those were magical. It's a mess. And that is undeniable. A lot of things on here. We'll get to the Draymond Green footage, which is not good. The Warriors have declined to punish him, and teams control that. That's not an Adam Silver situation, but if Adam Silver feels pressure from people after seeing the video, does he step in? We'll talk about that, show the video coming up.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike,
and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Draymond Green video around the corner. Russell Wilson pretty bad last night, especially third down, especially red zone. You know, things can change quickly. If that tight end catches the ball in the end zone, we may see it differently. If he hits a Hamler in the end zone late, we may see it differently. He didn't. He ends up with yards, but bad situationally. So Sean Payton was on, was it this week? Yeah, it was this week. Smart offensive guy. And I said, what would you do to solve this riddle in Denver right now if you were the guy?
I'd want to cut up of all Russell's pass plays of 30 or more yards from the field. And I'd want to see, are there some schemes that he felt very comfortable with? Like, I know that they did a great job in Seattle of bringing him off of a naked boot. Then I'd want to look at another film of his red zone touchdown passes inside the 20. And so what I'm asking for from assistance is I'm asking for some of his greatest hits and to make sure that we have those song lyrics available. And if not, let's put them in.
All right. So Russell's not going anywhere. 5 years, $240-some million. So let's take a deep breath. We live in a time where outrage, avalanches, nobody has nuance. So let's admit the first month is way worse than we thought. It's a rookie head coach who could be over his head. It's a tough division. And Russell looks tight and on deep balls, absolutely off. But number one, you still have a lot of pieces. That's why Russell was attracted to it. Legit pass rush. Excellent corner. Great young safety. Some decent speed at wide receiver. There is talent on this roster, indisputably. Number two, you still have Russell Wilson, who's dedicated, obsessed, positive, lots of experience, been in big games. Those are great. Never forget, Matt Stafford, we all remember last year, don't we? Had a three-game stretch. He was 0-3 against playoff teams, mostly awful, a bevy of pick sixes, and his passer rating was in the mid-70s. He had a horrible month. Tom Brady year one, through 12 game, was 7-5 through 12 games. Forgot what down it was in Chicago. Was barking at teammates. Couldn't figure out Arians. He wanted short, underneath, and efficient. Arians wanted over the top. Eventually, Bruce got canned recently. But that was an ugly start. Peyton Manning, 2-3 through his first five in Denver. Now, that exploded, and I don't expect that. But we're in social media. People jump on things. It gets very cringy in his commercials. I totally get it. But, you know, it's, you know, there was a moment. I want to play a Russell Wilson bite. By the way, this is classic social media. 98% of this I love. And then he says something at the end. Everybody's like, whoa, don't like it. Not good. Cringy. But play the bite. This is what you want your quarterback saying. Taking the heat off a bad performance. Here it is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to turning it around. I'm looking forward to turning it around because when we do, it's going to be a special story. I'm looking forward to the challenge of it all. I'm looking forward to the adversity of it all and to the negativity of it all and everything else because just use that for fuel and opportunity. And when we do, this is going to be an exciting time because there's a lot of great guys in that locker room that work their butts off every day. And just to have the opportunity to help lead them, even though I didn't get to do it tonight the right way I wanted to and the way I know how to, I'm grateful for them battling every moment, every play, and they kept believing to the last play. And that belief is a powerful thing. And that's what I'm going to keep believing in. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Broncos country.
Let's ride.
Okay, he said let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride. 99% of that is exactly what I want. Remember, the internet loves cool. The internet loved Cam, loved Johnny Manziel, loved Baker. They don't like Steph Curry as much, or Giannis sometimes, or Russell. They're not cool. The internet's obsessed with cool. It's a little corny. Let it ride. I'm okay with it. But 99% of that is what I want. He's not snarky. He's not arrogant. He's not defeated. He's not desperate. Yeah, sometimes, you know, there's a Kirk Cousins quality. Tebow had this, a self-belief, eternal optimism, you know, that isn't really cool in 2022. But, I mean, that's the internet. The internet's obsessed with being cool. Russell's not cool. He's got, like, 7 different looks. but that's what I want my quarterback to say. Own it. Not be desperate. Lean in. I love my guys. Can't wait to prove the doubters wrong. That's exactly what I want from my quarterback. Sorry, it's not cool. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
It's weird, Colin, the Russ deep ball stuff. We'll talk about that later in the show. He wasn't bad with the deep ball against the Raiders last week because I was on the Broncos.
No, he. But last night it was
a train wreck.
Yeah.
Short week, hack it.
Right, yeah, anyways, yeah. But the deep ball data is alarming because it really was, Jason. If he was a baseball pitcher, it was his second pitch.
Yeah.
Like his fastball was his mobility. I mean, he just jumped out 10 years ago, and we're all like, whoa, pre-Kyler.
Do you kind of start to wonder, did DK Metcalf and Lockett really help him out on the deep ball in Seattle all of a sudden?
Yeah, listen, DK's having a great year. Lockett's been a terrific player. By the way, Doug Baldwin. So at some point, Doug Baldwin was undrafted. He ended up being great with Russell. Doesn't Russell get – don't we know historically that receivers are made by quarterbacks? I mean, Larry Fitzgerald's career, his best years were with better quarterbacks. Right?
Right.
So, I mean, Doug Baldwin, undrafted, great career with Russell. I'm going to give Russell 70-30 split on that, in my opinion.
I'm not totally selling my Russell stock, but Nathaniel Hackett, I mean, I'm done with that guy. Anyway, let's get to the first story, Colin. The Cowboys taking on the Rams Sunday in America's Game of the Week on Fox. Dak will not play for the 4th straight game due to the thumb injury. Dallas are underdogs in Los Angeles, 5.5 points, but don't tell that to Mike McCarthy. Here's what he had to say.
We're underdogs? I'm good. All right. Just wrote my Saturday night speech. I'm good. No, I have not. I've never used it, but I'll just say this. We're nobody's underdog. So if you need a quote.
For the record, third down conversion rate all year, Dak and Cooper Rush, they're 30th, meaning the Rams are going to get a lot of opportunities, 13, 14, 15 drives, and it's in L.A. Now, I don't know if the game's going to be great, but it is fascinating. Right now, we think very highly of Dallas. People are bailing on L.A., and the Vegas guys like the Rams by almost a touchdown.
I'm just curious. Do you think McCarthy was being authentic there, being surprised that Dallas was an underdog on the road against the defending Super Bowl champions?
No, I talked to a coach about this years ago. He's like, we don't care about that stuff. We do not care. You and I live in a, not a clue. Wow. You and I live in a totally different world.
Yeah.
Those guys don't want, they don't talk about it. That's a no-no. You don't talk about it. You don't do it. I've talked to coaches about this. They're like, we don't have a clue. I have friends that are executives. They don't follow that
stuff.
Well,
I get it, but you're like, you're with your backup quarterback on the road against a defending Super Bowl champ.
Of course you're going to be an underdog.
Yeah, but he seemed surprised. It almost felt, you know how Belichick makes fun of, oh, I'm not on Face Mash or whatever, making fun of social media? I almost thought that's what McCarthy was doing, but I digress. All right, let's move on to the next one, Colin. Jimmy Garoppolo. We love Jimmy Garoppolo in these waters. You defend him heavily. And, you know, this offseason he was back on the trade market, but it never really materialized due to his injury. Garoppolo told reporters yesterday that he almost ended up in Carolina, where the 49ers are playing this weekend. Here's what he had to say.
I think we were advancing with, yeah, a couple different teams. Nothing, I mean, obviously came to fruition, but yeah, that was, they were top of the list, I would say, one of the top couple. But yeah, like I said, I'm glad the way things worked out, and I'm here, so I'm focused on this stuff now.
Baker Mayfield or Jimmy Garoppolo? That's a no-brainer.
Well, I said this yesterday and I'll say it again. You guys go ahead and move off Jared Goff and Jimmy Garoppolo. But none of those draft picks next year could come close to Jared Goff and Garoppolo if you put them with the Lions and the Niners. They wouldn't be close. And there's an argument, since the college game only gives us one great quarterback a year, whether they'd ever be that good. So Garoppolo and Jared Goff, everybody keeps rolling their eyes. Kyle Shanahan does not win without Garoppolo, and Jared Goff so far, they lead the NFL in big plays. Detroit does.
It's early.
No. But he's doing it without DeAndre Swift again this week and no Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
So he's had major injuries on the offensive side.
Yeah.
So we've gotten to the point now where we don't even appreciate a good B2B plus quarterback. And I think Goff is always been, I think, Matt Ryan with more arm talent. And I think Garoppolo's a winner.
Here's a funny thing about Jimmy G. So we know Matt Rhule is toast in Carolina, right?
Right.
And we both agree that, you know, they drafted Trey Lance because they like him. They see him as a future. Jimmy G can be a free agent, Colin. There's a chance that the new coach in Carolina might just say, hey, Sam Darnold's not our guy. Baker's not our guy. We want Jimmy Garoppolo. I think he could end up in Carolina next year, depending on who gets the head coaching job. There's going to be a market for Garoppolo, Colin.
I don't think...
We would agree. There's no way he's back in San Fran, right?
I think he's going to be. When he gets to the Super Bowl, you going to bail on him?
I don't want to bail on Garoppolo. I'm saying the 49ers have proven they don't want
this morning in the NFC, who get to the Super Bowl?
Eagles.
Jalen Hurts was trailing 31-0 last year.
That was last year.
Well, never.
On the road.
I think San Francisco's the best team in the NFC.
I don't disagree. They're right
there. I'm saying built for the playoffs. I'm not saying this morning, because San Francisco's missing five starters this morning.
Yeah.
So Philadelphia this morning is better than San Francisco. But when they get their five starters back, and it's later in the season, and Philadelphia then has some injuries like everybody.
Philly could be peaking early. We'll see. This is a tough weekend for Philly with Arizona on deck. We'll talk about that. But we got to get to the biggest story, Colin.
Yeah.
Obviously, Draymond Green punching out a teammate, Jordan Poole, at practice. The video was leaked pretty clearly from the Warriors to TMZ, hopefully. Whoever sold that video made a lot of money. Here
it's
it is.
Pretty,
look at the screen,
pretty ugly.
Draymond Green jaw-jacking with Poole. Poole pushes him. Draymond, whack! Just drills him in the face and Poole goes down. Colin, listen, I don't know. I mean,
so the team saw this video. The team
witnessed it firsthand, yeah.
And said, we're not going to punish him. Now, because teams control that. Teams control what happens at practice. Why is the video leaked? And I'm only theorizing.
They're not happy, yeah.
Yeah. Or some, you know, intern with a cell phone is going to get fired.
Yeah.
But did the Warriors leak it because they are sensitive to suspending him and setting him off, but they're furious about it and want some public shame and humiliation?
What does this do for Draymond Green's value if the Warriors say, we don't want to give you the max money? Sorry, we can't do it. We can't do it.
I think
but the rest of the league, you guys can pay Draymond.
I think the Warriors are furious privately. Listen, video changes everything. You know, this feels very violent. Now, I will say this. I've seen a lot of ugly stuff. I've heard and seen a lot of ugly stuff at practice that doesn't get out. This is pretty violent. But my point would be, why is it getting out? Who wants that video out? It's not Draymond Green.
You remember the initial reports where there was an altercation at practice.
This feels much worse than an altercation.
This is way worse than an altercation. Now, listen, I get it. Michael Jordan back in the day punched a teammate.
Yeah, if we had Michael Jordan video with Kerr, that's what it would look like. because I know Steve Kerr and I know people there.
Just remember, Draymond Green is not Michael Jordan. Okay,
no,
Michael. Let's stop with that nonsense.
No. But he is the number one catalyst defensively for the best defensive team in the league.
He was also benched during the finals because he was so ineffective.
They're not. He's very valuable. There's a reason.
No, he's valuable. But, Colin, this guy's way larger. Draymond Green's, what, 6'8", 250? Jordan Poole, maybe 6'3"?
Oh, no.
This is not cool. I know people are going to say this happens all the time. Kobe and Shaq at practice. Kobe and Shaq got in a fight at a summer pickup game out here in Los Angeles way back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, this is just, you can't go up to dudes and punch them. I'm telling you, if a staffer came up and hit me during the break, the guy's probably fired. If I threw a punch,
you
can't do that in a workplace, Colin, practice.
Sports isn't your typical workplace. You're punching, dragging, rebounding, elbowing. Jordan punched teammates, Kobe punched teammates. Yes, it's bad. But the Warriors didn't levy a suspension or fine. So, as much as we make it, all the outsiders, they didn't. But it does appear they leaked it. So why would they leak it? Are they furious and they want Adam Silver to step in? Now, Silver, I was told this morning, doesn't have jurisdiction on that. I think that's nonsense. Commissioners can do what they want. Robert Sarver just lost his team. You know, he's going to lose his team. I mean, commissioners can do what they want.
So earlier in this video, we don't have the full thing, but you can see everybody is looking toward the camera, right? The coach is over there instructing. Draymond Green is running his mouth. Nobody turns around to look at Draymond. Even nobody's turning around here. Nobody's really even focused on whatever they're saying. So whatever Jordan Poole said could not have been that bad. I want to know what really set Draymond Green off. He's angry about something, Colin. Is he angry that he doesn't have his contract yet?
Well, that could be it.
And he's taking out his frustration on a 6'3" guard?
I don't know.
This is an insecure human being. I'm really embarrassed for Draymond Green. I'll go after that guy. I mean, seriously, you can't do that, dude.
Well, I'm not advocating it. I'm saying Rodman, Lambeer tackled players, punch player. I mean,
it's opponents.
We have a history.
They've been teammates for 3 years.
Michael
three
Jordan years. Punched the teammate. If we saw the video.
The Michael Jordan hagiography 30 years ago. Michael Jordan could do anything.
By the way, the guy that is the head coach of this team was in an altercation, Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Steve Kerr said after Michael punched me, it was great for chemistry. So, I mean, teams reacted. This is not the post office. It's not ESPN or Fox Sports. It's not the same workplace. It's not an accounting firm. It's an NBA practice, NFL practice, hockey practice.
Yeah.
It gets ugly.
Off a championship. Yeah.
Mm. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So yesterday, you know, when Brady went from New England to Tampa, a lot of people said, I like Tom's new personality. Because Tom was like, letting it fly, Tom, let it rip, Tom, brutally honest, Tom, authentic, Tom, drinking too much at the Super Bowl party, Tom. It was a new Tom. I thought he was really honest yesterday. People were asking him about the parody in the NFL. He could have given a very political answer. He could have been nice guy, Tom, when asked about the parody in the league. And instead, Tom went here.
I think there's a lot of bad football from what I watch. You know, I watch a lot of bad football, poor quality of football. That's what I see.
That's about as brutally honest as you can be. Now, we do know this, that there's one way to win in the NFL now. You got to score. 10, 12 years ago, Seattle was running more than throwing and got to back-to-back Super Bowls. But if you look at the standings today in the NFL, the bad teams, the 1-3 teams and the 0-4 teams all have one thing in common. They're bad at quarterback. The quarterback play is not efficient. It's either the coach, the quarterback, but quarterback play is not good. There's about 6 or 7 great quarterbacks in this league. You know who they are. Then there's probably 7 or 8 competent guys who are very good. Your Dak, your Kirk Cousins, your Garoppolo's, very competent. After that, it's pretty slim pickings. And in the NBA, you have to be able to hit 3-pointers or you are not a title team. In baseball, 6 of the top 7 baseball teams hit for power. Strikeouts don't matter anymore. You have to hit for power. In the NFL, you got to be B to B plus at quarterback, and there are a lot of teams that aren't, and Tom Brady is seeing it, and I believe this is at the heart of the Gisele Brady stuff, according to all the reports. He wants to play. She wants him out, and Tom is looking around this league, and you heard his answer. It's a lot of bad football, and I'm still great, and this roster's great. I think this is the heart of it. I said before, if he was in the AFC on a bad team, a bad roster, like, you know, you pick it, Houston, he'd be gone. But Tom's looking around at this league, And he realizes we're making a lot of coordinators head coaches who aren't Denver. There's where quarterbacks get drafted. We rush them onto the field. They have to play now. Justin Fields, they're probably not ready. There is a lot of shaky quarterback play, and Brady's looking at it thinking, retire from this? It's like I said yesterday, if somebody told Steph he had to retire and he's like, we just won a championship. I'm averaging 27 a game. I'm still the best shooter and passer arguably in the game. So that was, Brady could have taken a very, very safe political answer. And I think he's telling you at his heart why there's some dysfunction in his life or some fissures. It's a lot of bad football. We're playing really good football here.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 20 minutes away, top of next hour, Blazing 5, next 16 weeks, Blazing 5, our NFL picks. By the way, numbers don't lie. Last decade, 4 million people, actually a little more, have gone to SimpliSafe for home security. Go to SimpliSafeColin.com, free indoor security camera. Steve Berline, 17 years in the NFL, a Pro Bowl as well. He's been around this game for a long time, was on that Cowboy team in 92 that won a championship. So let's talk Russ. I'm a Russ fan. I do think quarterbacks that move and are mobile tend to have shorter careers and erode more quickly. I don't think he's washed. Do you think Russell is?
You know, I don't. I agree with you, Colin. I think that this situation will rectify itself here to some extent. You know, I really felt that Russell's play had fallen off the last couple of years, and that, as you said, the mobility part of it, that does, I agree with you, tend to shorten careers. But I still think he's got some gas in the tank and some juice left, and it will show itself. I do think he's pressing right now. I think that he and Nathaniel Hackett are going through some growing pains.
Yes.
He's missing opportunities to make plays, as we saw in that last play last night. You know, the bottom line, though, is that he knows and he understands he's got to play better. I think he will get better as the year goes along. And how good that'll be, I don't know. But I do think he'll get his level of play at a higher level as we go along here.
By the way, Brady struggled early, but Brady brought Gronk in, and the Bucs had a much better offensive line, and he was still 7-5. We forget this. He and Arians, as you know, Steve, they really battled until they had a bye week. Now, they had a Mike Evans, an established pro, Chris Godwin. He brought Gronk in, and their O-line was better. But I think sometimes people forget that Brady thing was rocky. He forgot what down it was in Chicago. He was barking at his O-lineman. Do you think one of the things that bothers me when I watch this offense, they never move the pocket? That bothers me. Well, what do you see schematically? Is there anything that you think they could do?
Well, I think, first off, one of the things that you didn't touch on that I think is going to be a huge challenge for them moving forward, the loss of Javonte Williams is going to be massive for them, because I think Russ, the play action and the first and second down passing in run situations, whether you're moving the pocket or just giving that hard stretch play, play action where it forces those linebackers and safeties to take a step up, and that gives the quarterback a chance to push the ball down the field a little bit. He's going to be missing that because Melvin Gordon still can play, but he's not Javonte Williams. He doesn't scare a defense like Javonte Williams does. So that's going to be a factor. But I think you got to get really, really creative with a quarterback like Russell Wilson. And it's a getting-to-know-you process. Nathaniel Hackett, even though he studied Russell Wilson, I'm sure, a lot over this offseason especially, they still have to figure out where he's most comfortable, where he's most effective and most efficient, and find those opportunities, create those opportunities for him. I do think guys like Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and Hamler, those are really good young receivers that will flourish as Russell Wilson gets more comfortable in this offense and Nathaniel Hackett learns how to use Russell in better ways.
You know, I talked to Joe Burrow this week. We watched Tua, his hands fenced. It freaked people out. It should. We saw a player last night for the Colts, a running back. He wobbled. They should take him out for a week. I'm for that completely, maybe 2 weeks. Go back to your career. Burrow told me there's been second halves where he didn't remember everything. 17 years, Steve, you got popped more than once. What was your level? Did you forget plays? Was it fuzzy? Did it you have lasting effects after 17 years?
Many times throughout the course of my career, for sure. And this is obviously back before the concussion protocol was anything close to what it is today. But there were several times where a coach, the day after watching film, would ask me what I was thinking on a certain play. And I literally would say, I don't remember that play. I don't remember that series. And it ended up being something that they would laugh off and say, oh, yeah, you know, that's right. You got your bell rung the day before or the play before. So that makes sense. But one real quick example, too. When Lou Holtz first came to Notre Dame, I got absolutely drilled by Cornelius Bennett on a bootleg.
Yeah.
And I came over to the sidelines. They cleared me to play another series. I went out there. Didn't go very well. I came to the sideline, and Lou said, I'm going to take you out, son. You're done for the day. And I said, "Coach, I'm fine. Just let me get the cobwebs out." And he said, "Well, son, you may think you're okay, but you're calling plays from your high school playbook, and we don't know those plays. So you're done for the day." So.
Wow. Yeah. No, I do think, Steve, you can't hit at OTA. You can't tackle. The helmets are better. There's no shot. There's ejections. I do think the game is safer, but I also think athletes are bigger, stronger, faster, and more punitive. So I think it – listen, the NFL is trying to make it safer. There is a level of – regulated violence that exists, right? Like, you knew the risk.
No doubt. And that's going to always be that way. There is going to be risk. It's part of the game. I think the awareness, though, continues to improve. The paranoia, to a certain extent, that now has been created, especially through this Tua situation, will end up being long-term more healthy for the players. And I think one of the other things that is really, really key here, and I'm involved with one company that's kind of pushing forward with this, is the technology will continue to improve. And the things that are going on really behind the scenes technologically will make a difference as well. And those are really key developments that have to continue.
I said going into the year, Aaron was going to have to pivot to be a more patient Aaron Rodgers. He's got two rookie receivers. Alan Lazard's more of a three. This has to work, or this is not a championship team. Now, Romeo Doubs had a couple of drops last week, and Aaron did go back to him later. Take me to your career. The frustration sometimes, Steve, that you would know the offense. Here come some kids. They don't, but you need them. Is that a tough relationship for a veteran quarterback?
It really shouldn't be. And that's I think that's on Aaron Rodgers. And we all love Aaron Rodgers and what he can do with the football in his hand. But it really shouldn't be. There is going to be a curve, a growing curve. I can give you an example. Mohsin Mohamed, when he came in with the Carolina Panthers, he was a rookie. He had the same kind of issues. We knew that this kid was incredibly talented, was going to be a great player. But he had to fight through the growing pains and learn how to play at this level and learn how important every single play was, that those drops, you can't just shake them off and move past them. You have to eliminate those, especially in the key situations. But you stay with them. And my mentality always was build these guys up. Keep telling them you're going to come back to them. I'm counting on you still. You're going to come back and make a play for me later. I'm not going to go from my read. If my read takes me to you, I'm coming back to you, because we have to make that play if we want to win the game. So that's the mentality I think Aaron Rodgers has to have as well. These are going to be guys that are going to win games for him down the stretch. He's got to keep going back to him and get him through this little early stage learning developmental period.
Listen, there's one thing to be a backup in the league. There's another thing to be a backup for America's team. Your takeaway on what you've seen from Cooper Rush?
I love what he's doing. It really reminds me of myself. And going back to 1991 when Troy Aikman got hurt, I came in and I hadn't played in about a year and a half after my time with Al Davis and the Raiders in Los Angeles, but I got a chance to play and went five games in a row without losing, including a playoff game in Chicago. And there were guys like Skip Bayless out there that were trying to create a quarterback controversy in Dallas at that time. Same exact situation as what is going on right now. But I think Cooper understands, as I did at the time, that this really is another guy's team. My opportunity is going to come somewhere else. But for me, it was Troy Aikman. For Cooper, it's Dak Prescott. Cooper's doing a phenomenal job managing all this stuff, but he knows his job is just to do the best he can do right now, find a way to win games, and then turn it over to Dak when Dak's ready to go.
How did Aikman handle it?
He didn't like it. He did not like it at all. And it was really tough. I mean, Jimmy Johnson had some tough decisions to make, and it's documented in some of the books about that period where Troy really wanted to come back in. But Jimmy said basically, "Hey, Troy, you know, we were 6-5 with you. We're 4-0 with this guy. We're going with this guy." So it ended up working out for both of us. I got a chance to go to Arizona as a free agent, and Troy, we won a Super Bowl the next year with Troy.
Yeah, great seeing you. Love your stories today, Steve. Steve Berline, thank you so much.
All right, Colin, take care.
All right. Yeah, remember those? Yeah, listen, Cooper, here's the thing about him. Now, we said this a few weeks ago, the schedule got real beneficial. A lot of Giants in Washington. They're six-point underdog LA, 5-point underdog. But you know what? It is harder to be a backup for America's team. This is not the Jags. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of controversies, and good for Cooper Rush. It's fun. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. It's why LinkedIn Jobs will help you find quickly and for free the right people for your job. Post your job right now, free. Doesn't cost you anything. LinkedIn.com/herd. LinkedIn.com/herd. Terms and conditions apply. Just starting out today, I have my Blazing Five, my NFL picks. Are coming around the corner to start hour number two. We got a lot today. My guy just retired. He was an NBA scout for over 15 years. Wait until you hear what he said about Victor Wembanyama.
We got to work on the pronunciation, but close.
Wembanyama.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. Really interesting
He's
stuff.
Special.
You won't believe what he said. Hour two and a Friday, Blazing Five next.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.